This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Care.com. Care.com is the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care. They can help you find nannies, senior care, dog walkers, and so much more. Right now, WDW Today listeners can get 30% off Care.com premium memberships. Just go to care.com/WDW. That's care.com/WDW for more information. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, July 26th. This is episode 1573 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And this week we're continuing our coverage of the announcement palooza that happened at D23 Expo. And by now, you're probably sick of hearing it, but we're going to do it anyway. So we left off with, 10 more to go, 11 more, 12 more announcements to go. We need to kind of get through these so we can move on. But I think this is, after this, we're able to tell you how this is going to affect your vacationing moving forward, not only our opinions, but how, like we said, Great Movie Ride's closing. So those fast passes that you may have for August, gone. So how that's going to affect your touring plans and how you travel. So that's something that we're going to get into after this week. So we just want to make sure we kind of give you our opinions on everything, not only what we liked, what we don't like, but how it's going to affect it. But what, let's do this, Terry. Let's see what's next.
So we last left you at Epcot.
Yes.
That's where we left off. We're going to the original. We're going to Magic Kingdom. And they officially announced that the new Tron roller coaster is coming to a new space.
Yes.
Near Space Mountain. And it will be open by the 50th.
This is why I left off us talking about this. Because I knew that maybe another website was probably wrong. And
As per usual.
I was excited about the fact, or other podcasts. No disrespect to them. They knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming. But they were wrong in the fact that the Speedway was going away, the Tomorrowland Speedway. And I know it's to the chagrin of a lot of people. And some people didn't even realize that it wasn't replacing it. I had to correct some people online. But you can even see it in the artwork that they've done, the concept art for Tron. You can see that it's there. Now, do I hope it gets an update? Yeah. But Tron coming excites me. I've been a proponent of the Tron series for a long time. I did think that it wasn't going to come just purely because who cares about that IP right now? But I'm glad they're doing it, and it's exciting. I'm glad you're getting something else for Tomorrowland. I think it's going to be crazy over there now, but also maybe relieve some of the lines at Space Mountain, maybe relieve some of the lines at the other Tomorrowland attractions, and spread that out a little bit.
And I was a little bit of a hater last week about a lot of the new stuff they've announced. I'm happy that, one, you're getting another ride that will probably be pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks
like
awesome.
It's going to be a cool ride. But also, I didn't want them to get rid of Tomorrowland Speedway. And I'm glad that that rumor was debunked.
Yep.
And that, for now, at least, Tomorrowland Speedway will remain.
So if you're wondering where this is going, it's going on this space. If you've ever been to Mickey's Not So Scary, there's a path that sort of connects you from the, if you walk out of the gift shop that you exit through the gift shop at Space Mountain,
right,
and you were to take a right out of that gift shop, you'd go on a path that takes you alongside the railroad tracks back to the other train station near the Great, was it called the Great Goofini? Is that what that ride's called now?
It's still the Barnstormer. Yeah, it's still the Barnstormer, yeah.
Oh, it's the Great Goofini is the spinning ride.
Yeah, I think it's the character, the Great Goofini, and it's Barnstormer or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like it goes a little on the other side. The interesting thing about the Tron ride architecture is that it's sort of open, and so some of it that's inside, some of it that's outside.
Yeah.
The one thing about the concept art that's going to be interesting for them to figure out, and I know they'll figure it out because they've done it in other parts of the park, is that the train tracks go right through the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that'll have to be covered somehow so you don't see a steam train engine from the Tron ride, because it goes right under it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they care. I do think there is also, I think it's all covered though still, right? Like even the parts that's outside, I believe, is covered from the top.
It's like a
dome. Weather shouldn't really hurt it unless it's like very inclement.
I would say thunderstorms would be the only thing.
Yeah, but if it's raining, you're not really going to have any problems, which is something that with an outdoor roller coaster, you kind of get a little concerned about. But no, I'm all for it. I love it. I think it's great. I'm excited to see it. I think visually it's going to be beautiful and a cool, not an eyesore, something that's going to be really neat to walk past in the parks. So I'm totally all for this. It's not replacing anything, which I like. It's just a brand new attraction and a brand
also
new spot.
Also a brand new thrill ride, which, yeah. You know, is fun to have at Magic yeah. Kingdom, because a lot of times you don't have as many, they're bringing sure. something new. It's not always going to be a thrill ride. It still no, kind of yeah. has that classic.
Yeah, because last thing was really the new Fantasyland, all that, nothing thrilling really, other than you could say the Mine Train, but who are we kidding? So I'm excited. You say it's kind of similar to the Pandora, to the ride vehicle of the Flight of the Banshee, is that right?
The seat.
It's like a motorcycle kind of feel.
Motorcycle kind of feel.
You're almost bent over, it looks yeah. like. Were you like that on there? I don't think on the Flight of the Passage you're like that.
You're a little more upright. But
yeah, this
similar.
One is like you're like you're riding a motorcycle. So
it's the ride that I've seen from Shanghai, that and the pirates from Shanghai that I've been like, oh man, I hope they bring that thing.
Yeah, what that does make me, I was telling my wife this, is when we were looking at some travels, I was like, well, I don't feel like I need to go to Shanghai anymore, for Disney at least, because I feel like that's like one of the major attractions for me to go there. Now the only thing they have is a cooler pirates, and even that, I'm like, yeah, I still like my pirates. So, all right. I think we're all for that one.
So the next announcement is kind of like, for most of us, it's going to be like, eh, but it could give us some hope for what's to come. The Hotel New York in Disneyland Paris is getting a basically an overlay of the Art of Marvel.
Yeah, like the Art of Animation, but Marvel. And now, not like a Marvel hotel where it's like, you're not like what's coming with Star Wars, but like what's coming with Marvel. Cool. Not going to affect me. Don't think I'll ever stay there. But
I mean, I went to Paris and didn't
stay there. No.
I went to Paris looking for answers
to questions that bothered me so. All right.
So you've already spoiler alerted it, but the next thing.
I think everyone knows. Will's the only person that doesn't know these announcements.
Spoiler, is that the proper use of that term?
Who cares? Moving
on. You spoiler alerted it? Is that a verb? Past tense verb?
I ruined it. I spoiled yeah. it is really what happened.
Yeah, but you spoiled it. A spoiler alert means there's a spoiler coming. Continue. Just want to get that out there.
All right. Thanks, Will. We appreciate your contribution. So the Star Wars luxury resort. Maybe that's what they're going to call it.
Yeah.
The
most expensive resort on property.
I've joked that they should do a resort because they've and maybe because my friend McNair has drilled down on the idea that there's so many springs that they should call this Indoor Springs.
That's funny.
So so they've announced a Star Wars luxury resort. It's a multi-day adventure. They've told you the few things we know about it are you get to the hotel, and apparently you're aboard a starship, probably also known as an elevator, yeah. but with LEDs, and you begin to take off. The whole experience, they keep saying things like it's immersive. You become a citizen of the galaxy.
Yeah,
and they gave you this
portraying a character,
and you get the chance if you'd like to dress up, which at this point,
yeah, if you're not,
you're deeply invested. You might as yeah. well. And the windows, every window looks out into space, which does a couple of interesting things.
Number one means there are no windows.
There are no windows. The view that you have doesn't matter at all.
Right. So if you're claustrophobic, this is not for you.
Yeah.
Because this is like being an interior cabinet at one of the boats.
Yes. With a fake window.
With a fake window out to space, which is cool, but could also be disorienting for a lot of people.
So I've done a little research. They're saying at about $650 a night. Is the cost, two-night minimum,
yeah,
and then a fee of $200 a night per person, or $200 per, and I guess it would be like your costume fee. So for a family of four, the math that's been done that's floating around is $2,500.
For
the two nights, which, before everyone loses their mind, which we all are, it doesn't matter, we're all going to do it. We're all going to say, take our money. Maybe Will's not.
Tech-wise of this, it sounds really interesting. No timeline on this one, though, right?
I'm sure it will come with the opening of the
land. You do? I think it'll be a few years later. I think let the buzz die down on the parks and then have another. Because they're already getting major construction for Star Wars Land. Building a hotel is not as big of a time investment, but I do feel like you could say, all right, let's do Star Wars Land, give it a few years, and then build this. So then there's a renewed interest.
We don't know where this is. Although we do know that there's, and I've mentioned it on the show before, yep. I've asked friends, that there is clearing across the street backing up to the area of where Star Wars Land is, obviously probably for some new interests and interchanges.
But still.
I imagine it's going to be
It's got to be in the area.
When they asked on the survey about it, there was special access to Star Wars Land, which lets me believe that they're going to do it at the beginning or shortly thereafter. Like, Star Wars Land may open in, like, June.
Yeah.
And this will open in September, October.
Maybe. I feel like it'll be like the Grand Californian to California Adventure. Like, that kind of access. Like, you'll be right there, and they'll build it to match whatever it is. Like, because you are in a starport in the new attraction, so your hotel will probably look like a starport because you're not actually staying in your hotel. You're taking off and going into space. So visually, it can remain the same theme as what you see on the ground. It doesn't have to be super high-tech looking. And then when you walk in, then you get on your ship. Because, I mean, Star Wars is a huge universe. It looks a little rustic, looks a little different. This isn't Star Trek. And I think that's where maybe some of the concept art threw me off a little bit, because it has more of a Star Trek feel. It looks like something out of The Next Generation.
Definitely felt like you're on the Enterprise.
Doesn't really look like you're on the Millennium Falcon, or that you're on even a First Order or Empire Star Destroyer. It has a little bit more of those cabin feeling from Star Trek.
More clinical.
Clean.
Yeah. I feel like in Star Wars, it's a little bit more luxurious. And in especially, I guess I'm more thinking
it's
the
like
prequels.
One or the other. It's either luxurious or
junky.
Right.
Yeah, because Millennium Falcon. Yeah. But when I think of Star Trek, I think very clinical government program. Yeah, exactly. So
the one interesting thing they said at the end of this, and that the presentation was riddled with these kind of
vagueness
that. We are excited, I think Chipak said, we're excited about what this means for the future of hotels. So they're kind of hinting that we're going to be doing more of this with a fully immersive luxury experiences where you can literally, you could potentially have a pirate's experience. You could have stay in Frozen Land Hotel.
Hey, it's Will here. I just want to take a quick break to tell you again about Care.com. As I said earlier, they are the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care. I'm talking about sitters, housekeepers, senior caregivers, tutors, errand runners, so much more. It can be a daunting task finding the best local caregivers these days, but Care.com helps you make the best hiring decision for your family. With access to background checks, caregiver profiles, references, and reviews, it really takes the stress out of that process. As my wife and I expect our first child, we're already having the conversation of how will we find a good sitter? Or what if we need help cleaning around the house? Care.com is a one-stop shop answer to those questions and so much more. I've even considered using it to help find a dog walker just to give my dog some extra attention when the baby comes. Right now, Care.com has a special offer just for WDW Today listeners. Go to care.com/WDW to get 30% off a premium membership. Premium memberships allow you to set up interviews, book a caregiver, even pay them right from your mobile app or online. I want to thank Care.com again for supporting WDW Today this week and remind you to go to care.com/WDW, that's care.com/WDW, for that special offer of 30% off the premium membership. And now, back to the show.
There's very few, I have to say, that I want the fully immersive experience. Just thinking about it, like Star Wars is one that I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Two nights. Because I wonder if it's two nights and then you just become a hotel patron. You know, like the story part kind of ends. Maybe you're in character, but if you're staying there like a week.
Yeah, if you stay there too long, then
stress you out.
Like, also, yeah, you want to go home and relax, not be part of a game.
Right.
Like alternative
so
reality.
So it's like
game.
A 2-day game, like you said, and then it kind of becomes just a normal hotel.
Or do you get
Star
moved to another? I don't know how big the room is. I don't know how big.
Yeah, well,
and that's also like if you get moved. In the middle, it sounds like an awful experience.
Like, are you just staying for two nights? Is that what it's like? Are you staying? Is it two nights and then you're done? Like, that's what they're doing. They're like bringing people in. Maybe that's what it is, because maybe they're bringing people in almost like a cruise ship to where you can schedule all your events for everyone.
Yes.
And then restart.
Because there's going to be obviously dining there.
Yeah. You can restart everything after 2 days. That's an interesting model. That'd be a pain, though, for families.
Here's the other question, though. Much like the other resorts you can go to, enjoy them even if you're not staying there.
Yeah, I doubt
it. Is this going to be closed off? Like, you can't even go to the dining experiences.
Probably not, no.
Yeah.
I bet at least for a while.
Because I think these will be inclusive experiences, that when you pay for this, you're going to get all that the hotel has to offer.
Well, I don't know. We'll see about that. I could easily see them not doing that.
What's a pool look like in space? Would this be the first like indoor pool kind of thing possibly? Because you'd have to.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Or if because your entire thing is so regimented out, there's no pool. Mm. I mean, because is it like, all right, now you have an hour of pool time. What? I guess we need more information, really, is what I.
Which is really what the entire D23 presentation should have been called, is we need more information. And that's my big complaint about it is it was like they had a competition to see how many things they can announce rather than like what I think Disney fans want is like, no, I want the details of what's going to happen on Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
So
all right.
there's a couple that we've already known about. We're going to sport through them. They announced we knew it was coming. They're calling them minivans.
Yes,
it is their point to point.
Not only is it coming, minivan. They're doing them. It started the day we're recording. It started on 2 weeks ago from when you're listening to this.
So interestingly enough, the minivans aren't vans. They're Chevy Traverses.
Okay,
so they're SUVs, but they're red polka dotted, Uber type. I assume my Disney experience.
Yeah, I mean, people are booking them now. You probably can find out. You probably know more about it listening than we do right now because it just happened. It's $20.
Show right after we recorded last week's show.
Yeah, because I'm at San Diego right now if you're hearing this.
And we wanted to Disneyland. Get all the D23 stuff out there as fresh as we could, as breaking as it was.
Yeah.
So we didn't forget.
So minivans, they're available $20 anywhere on property. Obviously, probably a little bit more expensive than a lot of the options you have for Uber. And here's where I'll probably go into it. I'm curious about it seating a lot, more people than just a traditional car from Uber. Obviously, you can get Uber XL and that kind of thing. I'm curious what car seats kind of things they have, or for families, what are those options going to be?
And access is what gets interesting for me.
Yeah.
Does the minivan
backstage
take you to where the buses take you right now?
Yeah.
So can I get dropped off at the safari in Africa, which is where the other one drops off, the express transportation option park to park. So that's just interesting. So that wasn't the only transportation announcement breaking. They announced the gondolas are going to be called the Disney Skyliner, and currently this will affect guests from Art of Animation, Pop Century, Caribbean Beach, and the another. An announcement that we'll go back to after this, another resort that we'll tell you more about in just a second. And it will take you to Hollywood Studios and the International Gateway at Epcot. So gondolas coming to Walt Disney World. One of my favorite things about this, Logan, was the front of the vehicles. Like obviously they're autonomous. They just run on a wire. But you have a pilot and a co-pilot. And they're like Disney characters, like kind of painted on the front. So you have the Haunted Mansion, the Ghost Hosts, and Mickey and Minnie. And
yeah, it's cool. I like this one. My wife said she'll never do them ever, because she's terrified of it. But I like it. I'll certainly do it. And I love it. So I'm another visual aid also for when you're pulling into the parks. I like that. That'll be something more you can see. It'll start bringing in the sort of like the monorail starts bringing in the experience before you're even arriving.
And this is a like Disneyland. This isn't like a new idea to Disney. It was there in Disneyland. They had the Skyway? Is that what it was called at Disneyland?
Yeah, we had it at Disney World too until the early 90s, right?
I don't remember that.
Buckets?
I don't have any memory of
that. Oh, yeah. They just tore down the right over where the Tangled thing is. Like, where that used to be right there until, like,
that doesn't mean it wasn't happening. There's just, in life when you...
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. So I'm glad this is coming and having a vintage vibe to it with, obviously, air conditioning, which would be nice. But no, that was... Skybuckets probably closed in the mid-90s, I would guess.
Yeah, I have distinct memories of
it. Yeah, and it ran from...
But you guys... were there because you were Orlando.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people have memories of it and can, and a lot of theme parks had them for a long time. Opryland here had them. Right. So I think a lot of people will feel a little bit of a connection to.
I remember them at King's Dominion and Busch Gardens in Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of an old theme park thing that was a little bit more, they didn't become dangerous, but became
just
not as safe. Yeah, they didn't close till 1999, so. There's no memory.
They were there on our honeymoon, and I didn't know. I don't remember them there on our honeymoon.
You don't visually remember the wires and everything?
They closed it in 99?
You don't November, remember people the, going over your
the
head?
The end of 99, November 10th, 2009, or 1999, 2099.
In Orlando, they closed.
In the Magic Kingdom at Fantasyland and Tomorrowland.
Wow. Yeah, literally don't remember.
They were opening day attractions. All right.
So, Star Wars isn't the other hotel. They announced a new resort that is a DVC resort. It is called the Riviera Resort. It is the 15th DVC. They announced it. The day before, or 2 days before, the Copper Creek Cabins. The Copper Creek Cabins just opened, as you're hearing this, last Monday.
Yeah.
What they didn't say where it is, but we know where it is. It's on. There's a plot of land on the edge of the Beach Club Resort.
Yeah.
So these obviously will have some sort of access. Maybe a little further away from the gondolas. Maybe they'll have a little tram that'll take you.
I'm
to the
not an MCDVC guy. What does this mean for you?
So it means a new place where you can buy and stay with your points. They're saying it's going to be 300 units. It'll open in the fall of 2019, which is pretty quick, which means probably about the end of 2018 or the December.
It'll open up.
It'll open up for sales. So we're a ways away from that. One of the things I was excited about is they're doing a new rooftop restaurant. I assume that'll be like California Grill. I assume it'll probably be a deluxe. And they're promising views of both the Epcot Nighttime Spectacular and the Hollywood Studios Nighttime Spectacular. So you'll have a California Grill place to go in a new resort. I'm not sure the theming. Obviously, Riviera. So I kind of felt like it would be the Coronado because it kind of, in my head, I think Riviera. I think like the Mexican Riviera.
I think of the Redneck Riviera, Panama City Beach.
Yes. It's a Panama City, a PCB-themed resort.
All right. What else we got?
Best one.
The other ones, they were just some fast things they announced. They announced a new theater on Main Street.
Yeah.
Where
is it?
I've been
tearing down Main
something.
Street, USA.
They're tearing down something.
Based on the Willis Theater in Kansas City, which I think is a very cool Walt homage.
Yeah.
The two places that I've heard that it's going would be behind, somehow tied into where Tony's Town Square is in that area.
Okay.
Because they've already kind of got the walk.
That's enough room there.
And the other would be around where the fireworks viewing is, where Main Street kind of takes that turn. So like where that was it Crystal Palace? I've seen
so
that
right
as,
there. So like kind of
obviously before, they're not.
Yeah, there's a gap kind of between Crystal Palace and Main Street, so I could see how that could fit.
I mean, they're saying that the conversation that I've seen is that it's going to be around. Obviously, they've kind of have that as an alternative exit. I think towards the front of the park would make a lot of sense.
I like the idea more for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. They revealed that one. I feel like this is one of those ones you mentioned. Like they revealed it without revealing anything. Like we're not going to tell you what's inside it.
Yeah, but it's coming.
It was like they wanted to make a big splash, which they did with all the announcements. But some of the announcements were like a quarter announced. We're building a theater, okay?
Here's a picture.
Yeah, it's like, all right, cool. When, where, how, what is it? No one knows.
Yeah, and I wish, and what people love about a con is there are people who want to know the details. There are people that will sit 2 hours listening to tell me what's going to be. They would sit.
Right.
Just to listen to what's going to happen, and they didn't do that. So next thing they announced was a new Beauty and the Beast show coming to Disney Cruise Line starting on the Disney Dream this fall. And the story is based on everything happens inside of Maurice's music box.
They said it's based on the movie.
It's based on the live action. And it's going to feature puppets and projection and props that it's going to be. All of the one of the things they brought up was that Mrs. Potts will be able to actually pour coffee for Belle to drink.
Yeah.
So
they'll be to scale.
Everything
will be
able
to pick up Lumiere instead of being an actor.
Correct.
It's cool. I like it. No problems with it.
And then randomly, after they announced that, they're like, by the way, we said we were going to do two cruise ships coming. How about we do one more thing? So now the fleet is almost doubling. It will probably honestly double the capacity to be a total of seven ships. And so you're going to see new Disney cruise
three
ships.
Three new ships.
Ships. I think this one's for 2023.
So
we've got lots of time. I think the next one starts in 20.
That's 7 years away.
2021, 2022, and 2023. So if you're a Disney Cruise Line fan.
My son will be a teenager by the time that cruise.
I'm a huge fan of. But what I think this means, I think you're going to see a permanent ship left on the West Coast for Alaska. You're going to see more a ship probably hang out in Hawaii more.
Yeah.
You're going to see a ship probably go to Europe in a ship that will have the ability to go and do things like Australia and things like that.
Very cool.
So I'm excited about that one. They spent a lot of time talking about, this is number 19 on our list if you've been following along at home. Details about Story Land, which opens next summer.
Story Land. Toy Story Land.
What did I say?
I think you said Story Land.
Story Land.
Toy Story Land. Hey, well, just trying to break up the names here.
Yeah.
And once again, they went with a literal name, which
yeah,
I don't
also
know
why. Like that one.
You know, Toy Story Land on Andy's edge, the edge of the the edge of the bedroom.
Oh, well, you can say that. Go on.
And so you got a brief glimpse into that. You didn't see a whole lot about it. I thought the Slinky Dog Coaster, the images of that.
Yeah, it's like kind of an old theme park vibe, like a vintage, like a theme park from your hometown.
Coney Island.
Yeah, Coney Island, Miracle Strip in Panama City, that kind of vibe. I think that's cool. I know some people are like, it looks like a carnival. It's like, yeah, I kind of dig that, though. You know, it's kind of like Dinoland has that vibe. Sort of the only cool part of Dinoland in some ways. So I'm for it. And nothing really new, though, when it comes to attractions there. It's what we all expected.
Nope. And so next, it's a Disneyland thing. They brought out Lasseter.
Yep.
Which I feel like anytime they're going to do anything, it's like, hey, guys, let's wheel out Lasseter.
Yeah, if things may go wrong, we'll see.
So they announced Pixar Fest, and essentially all of Disneyland is going to become Pixar. It seems
the California Adventure, right?
Although the fireworks are coming to Pixar fireworks are coming
Disneyland,
to
Disneyland. And then Paradise Pier is becoming.
And I think that's permanent, Pixar Pier. One of the, this is all of this. We're going to go quick since it's Disneyland. That the Pixar Play Parade is moving to Disneyland across the street, but they're getting Paint the Night is coming to Disney California Adventure. Yeah. And they said with a new float, which bums me out because I really want that parade.
Yeah, it seems like no nighttime parades. I think the 50th will maybe turn it, but until then.
I want a nighttime parade back.
I think we're getting nothing.
And so my favorite thing that I did like that they announced for Disneyland was that the Cars Land is getting what they're calling Halloween
Hall.
And the citizens of Cars Land are going to dress up. That looks like a lot of fun. And
Hall. H-A-U-L.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I couldn't get it.
Like, no, that still spells Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween. And the last announcement was the DCA is getting a Marvel dedicated area that includes Spider-Man, Avengers, and an immersive superhero universe. And that was literally all they said about it. And they showed the manhole cover
that you can see by the Guardians ride.
Yeah.
No real details on that other than it's coming. Again, those are the few ones I was like, okay, you're just announcing this to announce. You have nothing to say. And that's strange because we know you have plans, but whatever. I really liked it. I think overall, let's just wrap it up. Thoughts on the coverage? I mean, other than the great movie ride, I think everything is a positive.
Yep. I think what's interesting that was left out was what's happening to Stitch in the Wreck-It Ralph conversation we've had.
Yep.
I was bummed that I didn't hear anything about Big Hero 6 and a more of a park presence in Moana, which I think all of those things are pretty highly likely to come since we're going to IP land.
Yeah, there's a handful of those, mostly resorts that we didn't expect. Attraction-wise, it was pretty much everything we had called and people knew about because Disney leaks real easy. So
I think this plays into the news. If you've heard the rumor, and it's true, I checked it out, that the parks attendance is down.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, literally Disney is going to Groupon to sell the Grand Floridian, which is pretty crazy. Almost of any resort that they would have resorted to that for, I wouldn't have thought the Grand Floridian would have been it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I feel like that you're going to see a lot of announcements. They're obviously, whereas the 45th just kind of happened and like, hey, look at it, the 45th happened. The 50th is going to be like the 60th was for Disneyland, and it's going to be all in. And they know that Universal, as Universal's probably made an announcement when you hear this show.
Absolutely.
I would imagine.
I would assume too.
Yeah, right. Comcast purchases the Walt Disney Company.
One big resort,
and it's the gondola connecting. Universal's Walt Disney World. That's the
Comcast
land.
NBC.
Yeah,
Disney Comcast Studios.
I like it. I'm into that.
I knew you would be. All right. I think that's going to do it then.
I like big entertainment.
All right, so after this episode, we're going to start telling you how it's going to affect your life when it comes to you traveling. And yeah, look, I mean, it's already affecting you. I'm sure some of your fast passes have been changed, and as things are closing again, we're in the last couple of weeks of Great Movie Ride. Go enjoy it. Last couple of weeks of Eld's Adventure, Energy Adventure, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Universe of Energy. Go enjoy that if that's your thing. And I think that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we'll see you on the next show.